How To with Robin Lauder, East Coast FM.
Okay, so how to keep warm on these muggy nights and that are about to get muggier. And the first thing that we were quite surprised at is don't sleep in the nip.
How to keep cool.
Cool, rather. Yeah. What did I say? Warm?
Keep warm.
Yeah, sorry. The first thing is don't sleep in the nip. Wearing pyjamas with natural fibres, really important. Like silky pyjamas and stuff might feel nice against the skin because they're nylon, they don't let your skin breathe. So cotton pyjamas, really important. And wearing something because your body temperature doesn't regulate either. So you go hot and cold all night if you're sleeping in your birthday suit and you end up getting warmer in the end. Take a cool shower before bed. Apparently, this is an absolute must for helping if you find it really difficult to sleep in the warm. Closing any windows, blinds, shutters during the day, keeping the heat out of the room. That's another good one. Opening the windows in the evening if you can bear it. I find the noise too much. I can listen. Even with earplugs, I find I can't really sleep with the window open.
Yeah, I couldn't do that to my neighbours with snoring. Imagine.
There is cooling mattress pads that you can get for your head or for the whole body. You can order them online if you find it particularly. I think, remember, you know, when you'd be on holidays when you're younger, you'd wet the pillow, pour water on it. Mm. Well, these are actually specific pads that can do. Do your exercise earlier. Don't do intense exercise in the couple of hours leading up to bedtime because it can take a long time for your body to return to its normal temperature.
Yeah, I'm grand there.
Adjust your meals for hot weather. Don't eat the biggest meal of the day late in the evening. Digesting the food, your food raises your body temperature and causes you to get hotter. Choose cotton or linen bedding, same as the pyjamas that you're wearing. Keep hydrated during the day. Try not to drink alcohol, tea or coffee before bed. Alcohol, although I suppose some people would say, I'm asleep, it actually really disturbs your sleep pattern. As do tea and coffee. They say try not to have it after 7 o'clock. Keep space between you and your partner. Body heat and all that, keeping you too warm. And the other one is, apparently, they call it the, I can't find the name of it now, but it's a manoeuvre where you get out of bed and move your arms around, wave them in the air, and apparently it distributes the heat through your body and cools you down and enables you to sleep better.
Yeah, okay. That sounds all kinds of weird, that last one.
I know,
one.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Was there a top tip I actually used that I heard a while back? Do you have a fan in your room? Not a fan of the show, but like a, you know, fan.
No, I don't have one. And it's an obvious one, or air conditioning, but they're can be quite noisy though, can't they?
If you have an empty, like, Coca-Cola bottle, a 2 litre Coca-Cola bottle, fill it with water, stick it in the freezer, stick that in front of your fan, stick your fan on, there's cold air coming at you.
Right, okay.
You know what I mean?
There you go.
Okay, that's our how-to with Robin Laura. Another one on Thursday morning.